Hi, I'm Harriet Thomas, and this is There's a Walk for That. A few years ago, I went looking for adventure. What I actually found was the end of years of back pain, a body that finally fit my clothes again, and something I never expected, a personal wellness sanctuary right outside my door. I'm not a doctor or a fitness expert, just someone who discovered a daily habit that revitalized my health, my emotions, and even my sense of purpose. From easing stress to shrinking your waistline, there really is a walk for that. Join me as I explore the power of walking with inspiring guests and offer tips to help you make walking a fun, transformative part of your day. And you'll get to enjoy our trail mix, three songs chosen by my guest that reflects their attitude to life and passion for walking. Today we're looking at staying healthy as we age and how walking fits into a daily wellness habit. For many of us, midlife is a time when routines shift, energy ebbs and flows, and small daily habits can become powerful lifelines. For women, menopause brings its own rhythms, but this conversation about movement and breath is relevant to everyone, including men. So guys, keep listening. And here's a starting question. What's one small, doable morning practice that supports vitality in midlife? To help me answer that, my guest today is Lillian Larty, a de-stress and wellness coach, consultant, and holistic fitness teacher with 25 years in the industry. We'll hear Lillian's journey from the Jane Fonda era with leg warmers, snacking on crisps, and not much rest, through two burnouts, towards a holistic approach to fitness, where the morning walk anchors well-being. We're living in a world where the global fitness industry is projected to rise to roughly $132 billion US dollars by 2028. So how come we're not getting any healthier? In fact, in 2025, the World Obesity Atlas projected a more than 115% increase in adults living with obesity between 2010 and 2030. That means 1.13 billion people living with obesity in 2030. These trends matter because they shape our daily choices about movement, breath, and play. And today is all about how we can take a different approach, how we can use walking, micro-movements, and breathing to counter a hectic yet sedentary modern life and support healthier aging. And because sometimes a little calm can change everything, later in this show, Lillian will guide us through one of her trademark pause and breathe sessions to create a feeling of peace in just a few minutes. To honour that wonderful, peaceful health that Lillian now brings to the people she works with, sit back and relax to her first trail mix song.
So Sade, Paradise, old school 1980s, rhythm and blues, jazz mix. Just love this song. Her voice is just so smooth and silky. It just reminds me of sunny days by the beach, holiday vibes, warm weather, Sade Paradise. I love this song.
I hope Sade's Paradise left you feeling relaxed and ready for what's to come. It's the perfect mood as we welcome Lillian Larty, whose work helps us turn movement into calm, resilience, and everyday vitality. Welcome to the show, Lillian.
Thank you, Harriet.
Let's start by, if I can just ask you to tell us a little bit about your work.
My work involves empowering midlife women to be healthy, fit and strong, to eliminate chronic stress and burnout so that they can show up alert, calm, energised and confident for their families, communities and work.
Midlife, actually, let's just drill down into midlife. What kind of ages do you think that is roughly?
The women that tend to come to me for help tend to range from about age 35 through to 70 or even beyond 70.
I just want to pause here for a brief moment because I love Lillian's definition of midlife, from your mid-30s to your 70s and beyond. A couple of decades ago, we might have thought of 70 as the time to put on the slippers, put your feet up, and accept the aches and pains and stiff joints as just part of the deal of getting older, but not anymore. As Dr. Kenneth H. Cooper once said, we do not stop exercising because we grow old. We grow old because we stop exercising. Who is Dr. Cooper? An American physician and former Air Force Lieutenant Colonel from Oklahoma, the man who actually coined the words aerobics and proved the lifelong benefits of moving your body. And here's the best part. He was born in 1931, and at 94, he is still walking the talk. But let's get back to Lillian.
And it varies in terms of what they require when it comes to their health, fitness and well-being. I help ladies who generally just want to get more into exercise, want to do more with their fitness or their health. They want it to be more of a holistic thing rather than, okay, I'm just getting up and going to the gym, but why am I doing it? They want it to be more of a part of their lifestyle. I think once you reach midlife, it goes beyond the, I've got to fit into the bikini, I've got to fit into the dress, although that comes into play with working with midlife women, especially my women who tend to transition through the perimenopause, menopause, and then through to postmenopause. Holistic fitness and holistic health tends to have more of an importance for them. It's looking at how can I be my best internally and externally every day of my life.
And that definitely resonates with me because I was very much a gym goer when I was younger. You know, I would go to aerobics. This is the day when we used to wear leotards, you know, Jane Fonda kind of stuff. And it was all about looking good. It was about being slim, having a nice butt. You know, that's literally all I was worried about. I didn't think about wider health at all. And so I probably ate really, not really badly, but not brilliantly, to be honest, because I didn't see the connection.
Yes.
And I find as I've got older, whether it's the different conversations with society or whether it's an age function, I still want to be fit. Of course I do, because fitness to me now means independence. It means doing the things I've always taken for granted but can get more difficult as you get older. It means that. It means I still want to be able to walk 20 miles a day. You know, I want to try new things. So it kind of means something much deeper, something about confidence. And, of course, I know that fitness is and diet is all part of me living longer, living stronger, living better, you know. So it's very interesting that how our concept of fitness can change as we get older. And I'd love to know, you know, for someone who's been in this industry for so long, do you think our ideas about fitness have changed?
Oh, 100%. You know, when I first started in the industry, it was just your local
hall in your local community where you would go and do aerobics or some type of stretch class, just roll up in your t-shirt, in your jogging bottoms. People were in plimsolls. They were wearing anything, including that you would pay cash as well. There was no register taken. There was no health form taken. It was a case of, oh, I'd like to join your class. Yeah, sure. Yeah, okay. But now we've got health forms. Things have changed in terms of people's awareness of health conditions. I'm surprised that we got away with so much in those early years. Things have dramatically changed.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list? Then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity, and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
Cappuccino, latte, Americano, flat white, macchiato.
Just imagine, for less than the price of a single cup of coffee out on the high street, you could enjoy an award-winning online magazine every month with up-to-the-minute information on health and healthy lifestyle. Sounds like a good trade-off? Check out Health Triangle magazine on the UKHealthRadio.com website. Just sacrifice a single cup of coffee every month.
Let's all put health first.
The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back. I'm Harriet Thomas, and this is There's a Walk for That on UK Health Radio, the show where I explore how the simple act of walking can boost your health, happiness, and energy. And today I'm exploring how to maintain, even improve, our health as we age with de-stress and wellness coach Lillian Larty. Before the break, we were reminiscing about the old days when exercise meant turning up to a local hall in your plimsolls and just getting on with it. No designer gear, no monthly gym fee, no smartwatch telling you when to breathe. Now it feels like we need all that kit just to move. But here's the question. With all of that, are we actually getting any fitter?
I remember that era too, when the whole fitness phase became an industry. You know, jogging happened, and then aerobics happened, and then suddenly we were having to buy special clothes to do exercise. There's a part of me that thinks all the money, especially in the clothing, can be a barrier, because actually, yes, you do want shoes with nice cushioning, etc. But I mean, the cost of some of the shoes, you know, compared to our old plimsolls.
Yeah.
And the other thing is that as a nation and as a world, we haven't got any fitter, right? You know, the statistics show the opposite. So while the fitness industry has been booming, our fitness has actually been decreasing, but also we've had this big growth in these forms of exercise with which have a strong emphasis on well-being and so on. And we all are much more conscious of our mental well-being and how that is a whole holistic package. And yet it's the same thing, you know, the wellness industry is growing and growing and growing. So how come we're not more calm? That's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, life has become busier for us. Although people are consciously putting in the time to go to the gym, to do their exercise, it can be like a tick box to say, right, I've done my gym work or I've done my exercise. Now I've got to do A, B, and C in my busy lifestyle. we're sitting down a lot more. Lifestyles are more sedentary, believe it or not, regardless of the booming, you know, the health fitness industry. Whenever I used to teach in the health clubs, I would hear the ladies say, oh, I couldn't come to the class because I couldn't get a parking space in front of the gym. I had to say to these ladies, okay, why don't you park down further down the road where you can get parking and use that walk as your warm up to come to the class? And it took a while for them to get that idea in their head because they were used to go to the gym, do my class, get in the car, go home. I've got so much to do.
I love this because it reminds me of something Dan Buettner talks about in his book, Blue Zones. You know those places around the world where people regularly live into their 90s and not just live, but thrive. And here's the thing. They're not the healthiest because they spend hours at the gym or track their steps on an app. They're healthy because movement is built into their day. They walk to see friends, they garden, they cook, they lift things. They move because life asks them to. Which is why I'm so passionate about walking as a method of transport. Imagine that, a way of getting from A to B that keeps you fit and calms your nervous system. You just couldn't invent it, right? Luckily, we don't have to. It's walking. And yes, walking is slow. And we're also busy. Now, this is the point where I could launch into a whole discussion about the capitalist system squeezing every ounce of energy out of us and the planet for profit. But I won't do that to you. Instead, Lillian and I are going to share a few of the ways that we bring more movement into our busy and yet sedentary lives.
I mean, my next door neighbour ran our local running group. So very fit, amazing motivator. But she used to say to me, you know what, I missed my train because I just couldn't find a parking space near the train station. And I'm like, but it's a 15-minute walk. Why don't you just walk?
Wow.
To me, it's like, exactly as you say, when you walk there, you know at least you're getting 15 minutes of exercise before you sit on your train, and then maybe you're going to a meeting, you're sitting in a meeting, and then you've got a 15-minute walk back.
Yeah.
So that's a half-hour walk that you've put into your day.
Yes.
You've also saved a bit of money on petrol, and you've saved a bit of the planet as well. So it's all a win-win. But yeah, that idea of how do we build in more movement into our everyday lives rather than thinking of a thing we do and then we do everything else.
Yes.
And then I do this other thing now, because I work a lot from home and it's very sedentary. When I go and put the kettle on, I do press-ups on the counter.
Good.
So I'll do 30 press-ups. It started off, I think, as 15, and now I'm on to 30 press-ups on the counter.
Good.
And that takes about the time that it takes for the kettle to boil.
Uh-huh.
And then I put the tea bag in, and then I've got to wait another minute for the tea bag to stew, as it were. So then what I do is I'll do a plank. So
good.
I'll do a plank and I'll try and do a minute plank. And then I'll have my tea and I'll go back to my desk. So again, it's like I'm trying to find these little micro exercise opportunities.
Yes.
Because I know otherwise I'll be sitting down and my work will suck me in and I'll realise I've gone through the whole day. I've walked half an hour, but that's all I've done.
Mm.
You know, most people probably can find some micro gaps.
Absolutely. And this is something I educate my clients on. And it's not just, you know, maybe your listeners are saying, oh, but I can't do press-ups, I can't do plank. You know, start with balance, you know. Have fun with balance. Like you say, when the kettle is boiling, stand on one leg. Even when you're brushing your teeth, stand on one leg. That is all part of exercise. If you can't for some, you know, reason, you've got some type of disability and you're not able to do that, breathe, pause and breathe. You know, that in itself, breathing, that's the first thing I get my clients to do, is to practice breathing. Because if you don't know how to breathe, you won't be able to exercise in alignment with your body. Maybe you're thinking to yourself, oh, yeah, but, you know, I've tried this and I've tried that and it hurts and I can't do it because of some type of restriction or health condition. Start with breathing. All of us can breathe. Even if you're asthmatic, you can breathe.
The blackness. Keep on. Never say die. Keep on.
The Optimistic by Sounds of Blackness reminds me of the time when I was doing my qualification to be an exercise to music teacher, and I was struggling so hard to do my exercise routine to the beat of the music. And I never thought I would do it. I just thought, that's it. It was just impossible. It just was not working. And I remember hearing this tune at the time and just realizing that, hold on a minute, if I'm optimistic, I can do it. So I took some time out just to rest. And then when I got back to practicing my exercise routine, lo and behold, I was able to do my routine to the beat of the music. So this is why I'm choosing Optimistic by Sounds of Blackness.
I love that. I love that starting from the breath for exercise, but also because so many spiritual practices and so many well-being practices and practices for a peaceful state of mind all start with the breath, and life starts with breath, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
And you have a program called Pause and Breathe.
Pause and Breathe came about in 2021. And this was after I had experienced my second burnout in 2018. Now, your listeners might be thinking, oh, but she's a health wellness expert, but she burnt out. What happened there? Well, this goes back to education, you know. Even though I was working in the industry and I was helping others to be healthy, fit and strong, I had been working. I loved what I did and I still do. Otherwise, I wouldn't be in the industry. But I found myself working 12 plus hour days. And I was running 3 massage clinics in London. I had a number of personal training clients on my books, and I was teaching like maybe up to 10 classes each week. Now, the way that my lifestyle was, I would never advise that to any of my clients. It was just crazy. But at the time, you know, being in my 30s, I felt energized, I felt strong, I felt invincible, I felt fit and healthy. But oftentimes, because we feel a certain way in our bodies, it can be deceiving as to what's really going on the inside. I didn't realize, Harriet, how stressed I was. And I just thought that being on the proverbial treadmill of running a business, keeping, you know, the money coming, was just normal. As I was traveling and journeying through the industry, I was hearing it a lot. Instructors who I thought were really extremely fit, teaching all these high impact classes. They were teaching like 20 classes a week, and you'd see them, they'd be strong, and, you know, and then all of a sudden you'd be like, oh, where's such and such? Oh, I haven't seen such and such for a long time. Oh, they've burnt out. What do you mean they've burnt out? They just can't get up. They're exhausted. And the more that I heard this, Harriet, the more that I thought, but I thought they were healthy. Why did they burn out? The answers were not there until I came to the point of experiencing my own burnout. And I only realized I'd burnt out when one day I just couldn't get out of bed. I was totally exhausted. My body felt really painful. And I was age 40 then. And I ended up in hospital with blood pressure 201 over 107, severe chest pain, severe headache. The doctors didn't know what was going on. By the time they admitted me and done all the tests, my thyroid was very hyperactive. My iron levels were like down to the ground. I had no iron in me. They had to pump me with ferritin. And my blood pressure was just staying high. They kept giving me this medication. It was slowly, slowly creeping down. And then when the consultant asked me, oh, Miss Larty, what work do you do? And I told them, I work in a health industry. They looked at me like, you know what? I recommend that you go home and rest. And I was like, rest? What's rest? Believe it or not, Harriet, I had never rested because I was one of those people that I had to keep going. I was on the go all the time. And what drove me was partly the trauma that I had experienced when I was younger, trying to prove myself, not feeling good enough. And this was what was at the back of my mind. I've got to do this to prove myself. I've got to do this to feel good enough. But no matter what I did, I never felt good enough. When the doctors told me, go home and rest, I had no choice but to do that, because whenever I went to do a piece of work, I would get the symptoms again. I would get the severe pumping of the chest, the heart palpitations, the headache, the pain in the joints and the body, the dizziness in my head. And I was like, oh my goodness, okay. All I can do is just breathe. Literally, that is all I could do. And I came across a video in my email because I was like, I've got to find the root of what is going on in my body, because the doctors didn't have any answers. The only answer was, take this medication, go home and rest. And I was like, but I need to get back to work. In exploring through my emails one day, I came across a lady in an interview similar to what we're doing, and she was talking about the importance of breathing. So I was like, okay. And she said, okay, sit back, do this breathing exercise, and just breathing in gently and exhaling gently. Harriet, I just felt like the weight of the world was just disappearing from my body. I could feel the symptoms that I was experiencing starting to dissipate. And I felt, for the first time in my lifetime, I felt relaxed and at home in my body. So when I explored what this lady was doing and I went on her program and learned about breathing and the importance of breathing and how to use breathing to offset stress and the symptoms of stress, I said, oh my goodness, let me start to use this as part of my healing. The more I did this, the more I started to notice the symptoms disappear. My blood pressure started to come down. My iron levels started to get back to normal levels. And my thyroid, within the space of a year, started to get back to its normal level, and I got off the medication. Even my consultant was like, Lillian, this doesn't happen. Where the range of your thyroid was to where it is now a year later, no, this is not normal. What is it that you're doing?
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back. I'm Harriet Thomas, and this is There's a Walk for That on UK Health Radio. Before the break, we were talking about how my guest, wellness coach Lillian Larty, faced two serious burnouts and how learning to rest and breathe helped her begin to heal her body. And this isn't just a story for people in the wellness world. Executive burnout is rising fast. According to the 2025 Views from the C-Suite report, leadership burnout jumped from 52% in 2023 to 56% in 2024. More leaders than ever are running on empty. So what happened next for Lillian? And what can the rest of us learn from her recovery?
I said, I don't want to get back to this place. I don't want to be here again. It was a new learning for me. And I think because of this learning that I have is what draws the clients that I have to me. Because when they come to me and they say, oh, Lynette, I just want to get fit. I say to them, okay, tell me about your lifestyle. Show me how you're breathing. And they're like, oh my goodness, no one's ever asked me these questions before. And I'm like, yes, because I want to know about the whole of you. I want to help you to get fit, healthy and strong so that you can live life and you can live it well, not only in your midlife, but beyond.
I know it was love. The next thing I thought was you.
Chaka Khan is a phenomenal singer who broke through to the UK with this song, Ain't Nobody. Reminds me of when I used to go to the clubs at school, where life felt free.
So in this kind of holistic view of health, connecting all the mental, emotional, spiritual, physical aspects of our being, in all of that, where would you place walking?
For me, walking is everything. Like you said, the spiritual, the emotional, the mental, the physical. I go out on my walks first thing in the morning. One, because it's quieter. It's at the start of the day. I have more energy in the morning. I'm a morning person. And it's good to get the daylight in my eyes as well. And just connecting with nature. I've always, since I was a little girl, I remember I used to, you know, humbug my mum about, can I go in the garden and play, please? Regardless of what the weather was like, I just used to love being outdoors. And then life happened, and then I got out of the rhythm of that. And I have to give thanks for my health coach, who encouraged me to start going out regardless of the weather. Because I used to say to her, winter, forget it. And she says, Lillian, regardless of the weather, go out, even if it's for 10 minutes. I was like, oh, okay. It's about the clothing that you're wearing. And I was like, what's the point? So I would put layers on for the winter. And then I would do my walk. And I just developed from there. And I was like, okay, 10 minutes, I'm going to do 15, I'm going to do 20, I'm going to do 30 through to an hour. It helps me to process my thoughts, process my emotions. So I have a faith, so I connect with God as I'm walking. And I'm just observant about my environment as well. You know, seeing the changes of nature. I learn a lot from nature as the seasons transition. And I see things afresh each season. And it just brings me joy. And I do my breathing as well.
I would love it if you could introduce my listeners to one of your pause and breathe sessions.
Let's do a grounding breath, I think. So hopefully they're not operating any machinery like a car.
We'll pause this and come back when you finish your driving.
Yes, exactly. You could do this if you're walking. It's great. But if you're sitting down, just sit with your back supported, your feet on the floor. Head free, shoulders down, arms either resting on your lap or down by your side. And you could close your eyes or you can lower your gaze if that works for you. Regardless of your health condition, look after yourself in your body. Breathe as far as is comfortable for you. Don't push it, you know, because oftentimes we get a bit excited and we take it to the extreme. No, breathe within your remits. First of all, we're just going to gently breathe in through the nose. Inhale into the belly space. So you're enlarging your belly like a balloon. And now gently breathe out by drawing your belly button in towards the spine and breathe out either through the nose or through the mouth. And then again, just very gently inhale. And gently exhale again through the nose or through the mouth. And gently inhale. And gently exhale. Now I'm going to count you in. I'm going to count you in for the count of two, count you out for the count of four. Inhale, one, two, and exhale, four, three, two, one. Inhale, one, two, exhale, four, three, two, one. Inhale, one, two, exhale, four, three, two, one. Continue with this. As you inhale, just make sure that your body is relaxed. And then as you exhale, just releasing and letting go of anything that doesn't serve you. The thoughts, the emotions, just allow them to go out with the breath. And as you gently inhale, just being observant on how that breath feels as it goes into the nostrils. And as you exhale, just letting go. Allow the chair to take your weight. Beautiful. Again, gently inhale. And gently exhale. All the way down from the top of your head down through your feet. Now we're going to inhale for three. One, two, and three. Exhale for six, five, four, three, two, one. Continue again. Again, inhaling calm, peace, whatever it is that you require. And then exhale, just letting go of anything you don't want. And imagine the wave of the sea. As you inhale, the tide is coming into the shore. And then as you exhale, that tide is going back out into the sea. So you're feeling waves of breath flowing into your body and a wave of breath leaving your body. Slowing that breath right down, taking in a full breath on that inhale and releasing fully on that exhale. Two more times. Just grounding yourself in that essence of calm and peace and being at home with your body. Last time, exhaling. And just go back into your normal breath, your normal breathing pattern. Just scanning through your body, releasing any tension that may have crept in. And at this moment, you will notice how relaxed you're feeling in your head space, your neck, your shoulders, your arms, your hands, your fingers, your chest, your torso, your tummy, your hips, your legs, your feet, your toes. Slowly inhale and slowly exhale. Now you can gently move your feet, softly move your legs and your hips, move through your torso, and gently move your fingers, your hands, your arms, your shoulders, your neck, your jaw, your eyes. You can roll them from side to side, your brow. And when you're ready, gently, fully open your eyes. And we'll come back to the podcast.
Oh, I didn't want that to end.
If you'd like to learn more about how to de-stress with Lillian, you can visit her website at lillianlarty.com or find her on Instagram. Just search at Lillian Larty. All those links are in the show notes. I'm Harriet Thomas. This has been There's a Walk for That on UK Health Radio. Until next time, take a breath, step outside, and happy walking.